Hi, I'm Patrick Irvin, host of Lessons from the Screen. And today, I'm going to put out an old show that I've done. I'm putting out an old show because I'm unavailable to create new shows at the moment. But next week, we will have new shows returning. But for this week, for today especially, I thought that the show that I did on the mini documentary series on the Shoulders of Giants is something that's still relevant, something that's still powerful, and something that still deserves a lot more attention and to have a lot more people to look at it. So that is the show that I'm going to be giving to you today. And I look forward to returning to you next week for more shows, especially during the month of August, which is the Mental Health Awareness Month on the Freedom Train Network. John Boy.
Lessons from the screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review. So you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
How you doing? How you doing? And welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review, preview, whatever, of whether or not anything that you can get from any particular screen of any kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. You're welcome. As always, Lessons from the Screen is brought to you by PacSync through the Freedom Train Network. You can find us at www.freedomtrainradio.com or on Stitcher, iTunes, or Google Play Music. Be sure to head to one of those places or all of those places. Leave us a review. Head back to the website. Drop us a line on your favorite show. Check out the shows. Let us know what you think. Interact with us. We like interaction. You know what it is. And then be sure to head to www.PacSync. That's PacSync.org. To show some love and support for our sponsors. PAX Inc. is a black activist and advocacy organization focused on developing the black community through a shift in culture, education, and economics. And as always, Lessons from the Screen has a frame of reference and perspective that is aligned with that of the black community. And the things that we talk about will be looked at with the racial component involved and with some lessons that can be used to improve the community should we choose to desire to do so. In this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we will be looking at On the Shoulders of Giants, the series produced by Joseph Ward right here from this network. What started out as a blog has now become a series of books, a YouTube series, a curriculum app, and a podcast. Going back to 2014, every other week, and sometimes more often than that, we have seen the series release a new figure and illustrated their contribution to black people globally. We're going to talk about this series, its impact, some takeaways, ways to move forward, and you know what it is on this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we get into On the Shoulders of Giants. Now, On the Shoulders of Giants has the stated mission of providing an innovative and informative approach to educating young people about the history, culture, influence, and impact of the heroes and culture of the African diaspora. And On the Shoulders of Giants has a library of over 150 people profiled across Africa, Asia, North and South America, and Europe. And all the platforms are updated regularly. And speaking of platforms, it has a curriculum app that is available in the Google Play Store. And it features content of the blog along with questions to evaluate your knowledge of that content. The app is $29.99, but it's worth it. I know that's expensive for an app. I know it is. I gotta call it like I see it. I know it's expensive for an app, but trust me, trust me, trust me. It's definitely worth it to have access to this kind of content, content that's updated regularly and has been being updated regularly for the last 3+ years since 2014. I know technically that's 4 years, but he didn't start at the beginning of 2014. He started somewhere around the middle to the end. So it's been 3 years and some change. So it's definitely significant in that regard. The book series chronicles 10 or more people in each book from each continent in a short, easy-to-read format that is specifically geared to whet your appetite. And it's geared towards children, in my opinion. When I read it, that's what I think about. This is something for kids. There are also workbooks made to enhance the learning provided by the book. So that's something in addition that you could pick up. The blog contains all of the people profiled in a searchable blog format. And the YouTube series contains many documentaries for all of the people profiled in the series. Now, we talk a lot about propaganda in the community, positive imagery, positive propaganda. We might not use the term propaganda, but that's essentially what we're getting at when we use terms like positive imagery. And with the all of the fuss around the Black Panther movie going on right now and people in love with positive imagery, and we saw the same thing with Luke when that Netflix series came out and everybody was talking about how black it was and how wonderful it was to see something black and positive, especially being as black as everybody was saying it was. So we see that there is a desperation amongst black people to see positive images of themselves and to see positive stories being told by people that look like them. And that is fine and that's great and it serves a purpose. Definitely don't want to take anything away from that. But there is a component that always seems to be missing surrounding the excitement that there is excitement when these types of films and productions and things of that nature come out. But it never matches the same level as when these fantasy products come out. And I think that's just based off the narrative that is constantly promoted when we have these stories come out about us. The slave narratives or the narratives of people overcoming. People really want to see us be positive and excel without having to deal with all of the negativity and the struggles and the challenges that we overcame. And in a lot of cases, they want to see it without the great white savior that we've become so accustomed to seeing in a lot of the slave narratives and things like that. And this is where, in my opinion, On the Shoulders of Giants fills a void. Because in this light, you have black people and their stories being told. And these are stories where there is no great white savior. These are stories where they do succeed, where they some of them start at the top, go to the bottom, and then return to the top. Some of them have done things so extraordinary in their lifetimes that it trumps anything that we've seen in the movie. And the sheer scope of the amount of people that have been chronicled, have been profiled in this series is just amazing. I mean, obviously you have the ones that you would expect to be profiled, the Harriet Tubmans, the Martin Luther Kings. Obviously those people are there. But then you have people who maybe a lot of you have never heard of, like the Dr. Amos Wilsons, who is an incredible figure. That everyone should know about in terms of his work with psychology and education. You're looking at people like Dr. John Henry Clark that everyone should know about. You're looking at females like Beatrice Vita or Afeni Shakur or Ida B. Wells Barnett, you know, Patricia Bath. You know, you're looking at all kinds of people from all different walks of life. You're even looking at groups of people like the Dahomey Warriors. You're looking at like the Candaces of Kush, or you know, and you go down the line, just groups of people, specific cultures, individuals like Chuck Berry, you know, Phyllis Wheatley. You're just going down the line with the amount of people from the various places, locations, walks of life, and the things that they've done. Reverend John Mickle, you know, Zora Neale Hurston, something that we're all, I'm sure, somebody that we're all familiar with, definitely should be familiar with if we're not. But we could just go down the line of the amount of people. And it's not all just ancient people. you know, there are people in here that are relatively new, that some of these people are even still alive or just died recently. But when we talk about our history being told by us in a positive light, this series provides everything that we need to really stand out and be proud, to be proud of the information that we have available to us from people like us that lived lives and overcame. And like here in Black History Month, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, the father of Black history, who started out as a week for us to learn about ourselves, became 2 weeks, then it was extended into a month. He is another figure that is talked about, that is profiled in this On the Shoulders of Giants series. So like I said, there's over 150 people profiled, and this is so significant on so many levels. Because again, we talk about positive imagery and positive propaganda. There is no better form of positive propaganda than a powerful truth of overcoming, a powerful truth of creation, a powerful truth of someone in your history accomplishing magnificent things despite the circumstances that surrounded their beginnings, their middles, or their ends. History is the greatest form of positive propaganda there can be. And history has a real impact because it's true, because it's real, because it is something that we can see the results and the ramifications of that far outstrips anything from make-believe. And this is, again, not to take away from anything make-believe, because we need those fantasy components to spur our imaginations, to get us thinking about what hasn't happened, what could be possible. History will show you what is possible, what has been done. But the fantasy world, the make-believe, the fiction can show you what's to come. So there's definitely value in both. But right now, there seems to be a level of desperation to see a new future that's causing us to be blind to all of the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that have happened in our past, things that are happening right now in our past. So I think this series is definitely something that we need to pay attention to, that we need to look forward to. When you talk about positive imagery, when you talk about history, it's searchable. In this modern age, we have to talk about whether or not the content can be easily found. Now, obviously, there's always going to be another place, but this is one of the only places where you can find this level of content on this many people. And that in and of itself makes it special. And this is a project that's been put together largely by one person. So it is extremely, extremely significant even in that regard. If we want to talk about being able to show positive imagery, this is a place we need to be able to go. Images that are real, images where their story is being told by our people, by people that look like us, images that are searchable so we can find people that we want to find, even if we might not know everything about them. It's the content is available through Google, but even if you can't necessarily find it in Google, because Google works by algorithms and traffic, you can always go to the websites that I'm going to provide later on in the show. Well, forget that. I'll provide the websites right now. One of the websites, www.ontheshoulders.org. That's ontheshoulders.org, and that will actually take you to all of the content, as well as giving you an area to download the information. And you can also find it in the Lessons for the Screen area. I'm going to put a link up to it on this in this show, so you'll be able to find it from that way as always. But when we begin to talk about positive propaganda, when we begin to talk about content, and again, I know I'm talking in circles, but I really want to stress this point, because there are a lot of people, especially right now, saying that we don't have anybody creating images for us, that we don't have anybody telling our story, that we don't, and that is patently false. There are all kinds of people out there, not just with On the Shoulders of Giants, but there are all kinds of people out there telling our story. They have been for years. You might have to look a little bit, because they don't have mainstream approval and they don't have Hollywood type budgets to market. But the information is out there, and On the Shoulders of Giants is a great place for you to start acquiring that information. So I definitely want to put that out there. Definitely want to make you aware. So I'm going to give the On the Shoulders of Giants mini documentary series, because that's all I'm really going over right now, even though I talked about all of the other platforms available with the On the Shoulders of Giants series. But all I'm really scoring right now is the mini documentaries, and I'm going to give them a 4.5 out of 5. And the reason I took a half point off is simply because, in my opinion, they could stand to be a little bit longer and a little bit more in depth. Now, I understand, and this is a personal preference, so I definitely understand that the series is sculpted for younger people than me, and I understand that the series is sculpted to whet your appetite, to get you to a point where you want to go and look the information up for yourself. So those are my caveats, but this is a personal score for me, so I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. It's definitely something that you should look into, take advantage of, especially if you have black children, black young adults that you're trying to make aware of their history and their heritage, people that look like them that have done amazing things. This series will do all of that, and it is available on YouTube, and I'm going to link to the ontheshouldersofgiants.org website. I'm also going to link to the YouTube playlist, so you'll be able to access both those things and make up your own mind. Definitely go to Google, look into the app. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. Definitely go to the YouTube series, watch the videos. They're no more than 5 or 10 minutes. Definitely check out the blog and utilize it. Get involved. And let me know what you think after you've checked it out. Let me know how you feel about it. Let me know what's up. And we'll go from there. It is what it is. But I would definitely like to thank you all. This is our show. Had a great time. And I'll catch you next week on the next episode of Lessons.
Lessons from the screen. What we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious, and we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.